aggravates the far out of me is, you know, people that say they're saved and they just act like getting saved is just right next to being diagnosed with terminal cancer or something, you know. They just act like, you know, well, I'm trying to make it. If I can just get, my God, the greatest thing that ever happened to you was the day you got saved. I said the greatest thing that ever happened to you was the day the grace of God touched your life and turned you around. Woo! God, my God, lift your head up. Pick your feet up. Pick your tongue up and your lip up. And lift up your head. You're a child of God on the way to God's heaven with the grace of God in your soul. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Great God of heaven. You just think I come to mark time. You messed up. We're here to have church tonight. Praise God. You may say we switched horses. Well, we may have done that, but we haven't switched Holy Ghost. We haven't switched Bibles. We haven't switched the power of God. We're here to have church. It's the same Holy Ghost. It's the same Word of God. And let's have church. Woo! My God, this world is hungry for somebody that's got something that they're excited about and happy about and ready to go to heaven for. Woo! Huh? Listen, my God, it ain't no small wonder some folks that never want anybody to God, wouldn't nobody in this world want what they've got? I said they wouldn't want what they've got for nothing in the world. Well, my God, it's made them nasty. It's made them hateful. Huh? It's made them self-righteous. It's made them proud and snooty. My God, the grace of God, which hath appeared unto all men, will bring life and light and joy and rest and peace in the Holy Ghost, and put a smile on your face and a dance in your feet and a song on your heart and a praise on your lips to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God of glory. Lift your hands and praise Him right now. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Huh? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those whom He hath redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Have you been redeemed out of the hand of the enemy? Huh? I said, have you been redeemed out of the hand of the enemy? Are you happy? Are you saved? Are you on the way to heaven? My God, that's enough to rejoice about, that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let's stand one more time. Lift our hands and praise God. Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shake somebody's hand and tell them, I'm glad I'm saved. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Huh? It's still all right to have church, isn't it? I mean, y'all still believe in shouting, don't you? Praise God. Come over here. Oh, I know a lot of places the flames flickered and the fire's gone out. But I'm here to tell you, everybody hadn't quit. Everybody hadn't compromised. Come on here. I'm about to get shook loose. Everybody is not going to quit. Everybody's not going to pout. God's still got a church. God's still got some men and women that's got joy in the Holy Ghost that's going to live right and go to heaven when this thing is over. Woo! You can get bitter or you can get better. Huh? I said you can get bitter or you can get better. Well, I've had this. Bless God, you want a list? I'll make a list of all the things I've had. We can all have a pity party and commiserate with one another about all the bad things that's going on. But then you know what I'd rather do? I'd rather talk about a place called heaven. I'd like to talk about a man named Jesus. I'd like to tell you about the grace of God that's still reaching and touching and saving and delivering and reaching out and lifting up the captive and setting them free by the power of the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. Woo! Glory! I didn't come with a pocket full of sad stories about my life and all my turmoil. I've come to tell you that God is good and God is great and is good all the time. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Marquis. Sing a little bit here. Hallelujah. Good to have my wife. Had to pray her through on the way here. God have mercy. If I didn't know she lived good, I'd think she needed to get something right with God. She's so scared about that plane. So over here shaking and I'm teared up and worried to death. And I know she lives good, but I'm a little worried. I thought maybe, my God, she'd got some secrets in her somewhere about this plane going down. I got to bed at 2 and got up at 5:30. I laid back and I just went to sleep. She thought there's something wrong with me because I was sleeping and she was worrying. Well, here's what it was with here. Here's the way it is with me. Let me tell you how it is, and I'm going to try to stop till I get ready to start again. Here's the way it is. Listen, here's the way I figured, folks. The hand that holds the oceans in the hollow. Huh? The hand that hung the stars and the moon on nothing. Come on. My God. Woo! The hand that gives life to all. If he can't take care of me in that little plane, then let her go down, because he'll pick me up on the way down. Take me up a little higher. Oh, hallelujah. I'm like the old boy dropped out of a 12-story building. On his way down on the 3rd floor, a man stuck his head out the 3rd-story window and said, "How's it going?" He said, "So far, so good." Hallelujah. But if I come out of that plane, so far, so good, when I hit the bottom, it'll be great. All right. Praise God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Like an eagle when it's tethered, it always reaches for the sky. And before I met the Savior, like that eagle, such was I. Broke all my chains. Now I'm always flying upward, and my life's forever changed. I will fly like an eagle to the sky. No longer am I tethered, but free. Healer's working. Oh, yeah. set me free. Now I can see.
Thank you for all of your kindness to us. Appreciate it. Brother Holcomb picked us up and fed us. And thank you for all of your kindness. May God bless you and give back to you. Text tonight, a very familiar text. We all probably can quote it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight for your word, your will, and your way. I pray that you'll touch every heart, touch every life, touch every soul by the hand of God, by the power of God, and by the grace of God. I pray, Lord, for those under this tent and maybe some that'll be passing by, those listening outside, that the grace of God will reach them and pull them in to the ark of safety before it's everlastingly too late. God, I need your touch. I'm not worthy, but I'm needful of your touch, God. So touch me now in Jesus' name. And the people said, I want to preach a little while tonight on a love like no other. A love like no other. We'll talk about this in actually three pictures. God's love, Christ's love, and our love for him. First off, it said God so loved. God so loved that he gave his only begotten son. Oh my. When you think about God and how that he said that the heaven is my throne and the earth is just what I rest my feet on. It's just my footstool. When you understand the majesty of God, who said he weighed the mountains in scales, comprehends the dust in a measure, meted out the heavens with just a span of his hand. My God, that's more than I can comprehend. Hallelujah. When you realize that he holds the oceans in the hollow of his hand, hangs the stars and the moon on nothing. That he has a heaven that is glorious. That he has a heaven that is full of seraphims and cherubims crying holy. You realize, friend, that God did not need me or you to make him God or to make heaven heaven. But somewhere in God's eternal past, somewhere beyond what I can comprehend, he decided that he would make man in his own image. And from the dust of the earth, he made man and breathed that life into him. And that first man became a living soul. With that many theories you could espouse, but I just personally believed that God wanted somebody that would love him, amen, who had not seen him, who did not know him, and yet by faith would love him and worship him and serve him and adore him. Hallelujah. Amen. And so God made man. But hear me, because God is never behind. God is not always playing catch up. God's not trying to cover mistakes. But when God made man, he realized there was a devil. He realized that man would fall. And in God's plan of making man, he realized that that making of man was going to cost him his son, the pearl of heaven, the jewel of heaven, the prince of heaven, the one of whom the Bible said all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life. And that life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. God realized when he made man that man would fall, that man would die, that man would need a savior. Oh God, the Bible tells us in the parable Jesus tells about the ruler who went out, amen, to gather what was rightfully his. Remember, he sent his servants, then he sent more noble servants. And they were treated shamefully and beaten. And then finally, he said, I'll send my son, and surely they will honor him. But they took his son and killed him, which was nothing more, of course, than a type of Christ himself. Amen. He sent the servants, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hezekiah, the prophets, and finally Malachi. But they shamed them. They disgraced them. And so after 400 years of darkness, he sent his son into a world black with sin. He sent his son, my God, the pearl of heaven, born of a virgin, born in a stable, born under the curse, born under sin, or the curse of sin, born to die for men just like you and I in this building tonight. Woo! Oh, God. Oh, it's hard to believe. Oh, scarcely for a good man. Just stay with me now. Scarcely for a good one. What man? One might die, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, he sent his son, and Christ died for us. Come on here. Amen. Everyone, there are several people here that have sons. I was blessed with two. Amen. I'm just going to tell you straight up and down. I don't know if one of my sons I would have given for a life for anybody here. But you understand, God sent his only begotten. God so loved. Do you hear me? God so loved. The Bible said God so loved. What was it? It's a love. I said a love like no other for fallen mankind. Woo! God so loved. Woo! Come on here. My God. May he pluck the Prince of Heaven. Oh God. The creator of all things. Who in the beginning was with God. And thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And was God? I said, and was God? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And that's the love of God. Gave his son. Gave heaven's best for earth's worst. Let me run that by you again. I said he gave heaven's best for earth's worst. Woo! I said he gave heaven's best for earth's worst. Oh my God. Lift your hands right now. Woo! Hallelujah. Y'all help me preach tonight. Hallelujah. That's the love of God. But oh, don't stop there. Then we've got the love of Christ. For God so loved that he gave his son. But his son so loved that he gave his life. Oh, what did he say? He said, no man taketh my life. No man taketh my life. Huh? But I lay it down for my friends. Oh my God. Some of you weren't very friendly to God when he laid his life down for you. Are you listening to me? Most of us, amen, would never have considered a friend of God. Amen. Many of you steeped in sin, bound in the powers of darkness. But he laid his life down for you. He called you friend when you were black with sin, when you were black with degradation, when your life was broken. He said, I'll lay down my life for my friends. Woo! Hey! Greater love hath no man than this. No man than this. It's a love. I'm talking about a love like no other. He left the hails of glory for the nails of Calvary. He left the ivory palaces to say, foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Oh my God. He left walking on the wings of the wind, walking from star to star, Abahoko my Shundai, walking on the golden streets of glory, even to walk the sandy shores of Galilee. Come on now. My God, he left the majesty of heaven and come on, Shaka Bahosai, and the crown of glory and the crown of life. My God, to wear a crown of thorns. Come on here. He left the golden slippers of heaven for the sandals of Galilee. Come on now. He left the adoring throngs for the jeering crowds. Great God of heaven. He left the cheers and came with tears. My God, walk the shores, heal the sick, raise the dead, open blinded eyes, lift the lame, the discouraged, the broken, the crushed. That's Jesus.
Great God of heaven. Woo! Holy Hosha. Woo! Oh God. Woo! Can't hardly take it. Woo! The old black fella said, if something don't soon happen in here, something's gonna happen. Woo! Great God of heaven.
Hey, you know, I've been preaching for a long time. I don't know why. I just sitting in church the other night. I've somewhere, youth right here, something, and I sat there, and the God spoke to me and said, a love like no other. Oh, God, and so I brought it with me tonight to tell you about a love like no other. The love of the Son of God for lost humanity. The love of the Son of God for men who hated him, for men who despised him, for men who spit on him, for men who cursed him, for a world that rejected him. Huh? He came unto his own, but his own received him not, but to as many has received him. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even as many as would believe on his name. Who were born not of the will of flesh or the will of man, but by the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without spot and without blemish. Woo! Come on here. Great God, I'm talking about a love like no other. This Jesus, who in eternity rested on the bosom of the Father without a mother, in time rested on the bosom of a mother without a heavenly without an earthly father. My God, can you imagine when he come to the little manger bed and looked in and seen the little chubby hands that in time would heal the sick, cool the fevered brow, still the raging storm, rebuke the demonic. Great God of heaven. Whoa! I said rebuke the demonics. But you think that's something? In eternity, those hands made the heavens. Those hands made the stars. Those hands made it out the ocean. Those hands, my God, made it all. Hey! I said, hey! Woo! Great God! And then, if I could have seen those little legs and little feet,
and realized that those little feet would walk the shores of Galilee, that those little feet would walk on the water. Woo! Come on here. Those feet would walk the Via Della Rosa and up Golgotha's hill. Those feet went about everywhere doing good. Yes, they did. Great God of heaven. But that ain't nothing, because those feet walked on the wings of the wind. Those feet walked on the Milky Way. Those feet in eternity walked on the golden stairs of heaven. Those feet in eternity walked around the throne of God. Hey! Woo. Look at those little eyes. Woo. Salabahulabahasai. Woo. And know that in time those eyes would search the hearts of men. Those eyes would look at Peter and he'd fall and repent. Those eyes would look at Zacchaeus up a tree and he'd come down. Oh, great God of heaven, come on here now. But if you think that's something, those eyes in eternity, great God saw from heaven to earth and saw Brother Darrell Meadows and saw Brother Wayne Holcomb and saw Brother Paul Mar- oh, come on here. Great God of heaven, oh, listen. And when you think of such majesty, when you think of such power, when you think of such glory, and to think that that man, that God man, left all of that to come down to save me, to save you, to bring us to a tent meeting where we could praise him and worship him and glorify him and magnify him. It's a love like no other. Oh, lift your hands tonight. Woo! Hey! I want to preach to you now. I want to get down. I want to talk about your love for him. I told you about God's love. I told you about Christ's love. Now I want to talk about our love for him. Here's what Peter said. Whom having not seen, yet you believe. Huh? Woo! Huh? In whom and yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing. Woo! Great God of heaven. I want to talk about the love of the church for the master. You know, the world cannot understand the love of the church for the master. The gods of this age and the gods of this world are football stars and baseball stars. And they'll pack the stadiums and they'll spend their hundreds and thousands of dollars to cheer their heroes on. But the world can't understand why a bunch of fanatic holy rollers would gather in a tent in October to worship someone whom they have not seen. To worship someone. Come on here now. Oh, brother. But what they don't understand, it's a love like no other. I said it's a love like no other. Woo! Oh, brother, you're in revival. You mean you're going to church again tonight? Well, yeah. Well, didn't y'all just go last night? Yeah, but we're going again tonight. And you go the second week, Brother Darrell. And they say, where you go? We're going to church tonight. Well, I thought y'all went all last week, yeah. But we're going on again this week. What's going on with you? They don't understand it. I said, they don't understand it. It's a love like no other. It's a love for the Master. It's a love for the Savior. It's a love for the one who redeemed us. It's a love for the one who lifted us up out of the miry clay. Ah, oh yeah. Hey, come on here, Lord. The Old Testament gives us two pictures of this love like no other. The first is in the picture of the servant going to get the bride for Isaac. She had never seen him. But here's what he began to do. He began to pull out from the camel satchels. Uh-huh. Treasures. These things belong to my Master. He began to pull the treasures from home and said, this belongs to my Master. These are some things that my Master's got. You might want to meet him. You might just love him. And when he showed her the gifts, she said, I'll go. Yeah, I'll go. I'll go. And somewhere, I believe, on that journey, he kept pulling out treasures. He kept telling about his Master. He kept telling about Isaac. Well, bless God, hear me. One night you were lost. One day you were lost. Someone began to tell you, there's a treasure. There's a pearl of great price. You can turn in your ashes and get beauty. You can turn in your sins and get salvation. You can turn your rags and get his robes. My God. Hey, you said that sound like a deal. I think I'll go. I haven't seen him, but I'm going. I haven't met him, but I'm going. I've never touched him, but I'm going. A love. I said a love like no other. Woo! Hey, we'll talk about that. Let's move on. The second picture is found in the Song of Solomon. What do you say? He realized, he said, many waters can't quench love, and the floods can't drown it. Woo! Call me, and I will follow thee. Shola Bahakabahosa. Some of you sitting here tonight, you've been through the floods. You've been through the fire. You've been tried and you've been tested. Come on here now. And the world said, I just quit. The world said, I just give up. Come on here. But they don't understand. It's a love like no other. I said, it's a love like no other. I said, it's a love like no other. And the waters can't drown it. The floods can't quench it. Great God of heaven, you signed on. You got saved. You made up your mind. I'm going to heaven. You fell in love with the King of Kings. You fell in love with the Lord of Glory. Oh, lift your hands tonight. Hear me tonight. The Apostle Paul said, the love of Christ constraineth me. Oh, hang on here. Hang on here. I said, hang on here. Whew. Little bread with the sugar cookies here. Hear me tonight. They say to me, preacher, what's wrong with you women? They don't cut their hair. They don't wear makeup. They don't wear jewelry. They don't wear slacks. You don't go to the movies. Come on. Are y'all still here? What is it? Are you in bondage? Is it legalism? Will your pastor not let you do it? You don't understand, neighbor. It's a love like no other. It constrains the passions of my soul. It constrains the sin of my life. It constrains the desire for the world. It's a love like no other. Hey! What would make a woman get up at the crack of dawn, cook breakfast on a wood burning stove, dress 7 children by herself because her husband has left her all alone to raise 6 boys and a little girl? And they would get that same woman and take those 7 children, get them dressed, and walk 4 miles through the woods to go to church on Sunday and stay there all day, stay there all day, go to church that night, and then after church, pull out a little white rag she'd tied together and get them little children to hold on to them white rags. And they said she never made it home without having to stop and shout and dance and praise God for His goodness and His mercy. I'll tell you what it was. It's a love like no other. I said it's a love like no other. The love for the bride. The love for the Son of God. Woo! Hey! Hey! After my dear old grandmother Powers did that, walked through the woods, raised 6 boys. 3 of them became preachers, wonderful preachers. And then my mother, oh God, what was it that drove her on? What was it that kept her true till her dying day? I think she was 96. It was a love like no other. Woo! My God, I'm feeling like preaching here tonight. What will make a man 70 years old get in a boat, cross rivers, sleep in hammocks, walk into jungles to reach another little man, another little native Kuna Indian? I tell you, there's only one thing. There's only one thing, Brother Darrell. There's only one thing, Leon, that makes men like Brother Rich press on. It's a love like no other. It's a love for the Master. It's a love for the Christ. My God, do we have that love? I said, do we have that love? Do we have that love like we need it? Woo! Woo! Come on here. Oh, God. Want to make a man turning the keys to his new car and tell his boss, I'm quitting. Where you going, son? I'm going to preach. Do you have a parish? No. Well, do you have any place you're going to preach? Well, no. Maybe place here or there. Well, son, he said to me, he said, you've always been a level-headed boy. He said, what in the world has got into you, Paul? I said, all I can tell you, Mr. Boger, is that the Lord of heaven said, I've got to go preach. No, it hasn't always been easy. The road hasn't always been smooth. The way's got heartaches and tears have stained the trails that I've made. But I intend to finish the journey because I've got a love for the Master. It's a love like no other. I said it's a love like no other. Surpassing the love of a woman. Surpassing the love of friends. The love of the Master. The love of the cross. The love of the gospel. The love for Jesus. It's got to get a hold of us. Woo! Let me go. I've got a lot more. Let me go. Some of you may have read, but it's worth hearing again. You may have heard about Gilbert Beckett. Anybody read about Gilbert Beckett? He was a little English boy, was captured during the time of the Crusades when the Islamic people was on the march again to try to take the world over. This is the second time they're at it. First it was the Crusades, and now they're on another one, the Jihad. They captured him, sold him to an Arab emirate who took him home and treated him cruelly, beat him and whipped him and tortured him. My little daughter named Rosa, and Rosa fell in love with Gilbert. There was something about his character. There was something about the way he did his task. There was something about the way he bore the torture. She knew there was something different. He got to telling her about Jesus. He got to tell her about the Lord. He got to tell about the Christ. He got to tell him. Come on here. He began to tell about a God who loved, about a God who cared, about a God who saved, about a God who delivered. Come on here. About a God that could bring peace and life and joy and rest to her soul. Her father realized what was going on. He said, I got to get this boy out of here. He's going to ruin my daughter. And so he sent him on a long journey on a horse, purposely hoping that he would escape. And sure enough, as he got ready to go, he made a fond farewell to Rosa. And she, sensing something was going on, had got a little silk purse and wove her own hair into the little locket and gave it to him as he rode off. He rode to the first port, got on a ship heading to London. When he got to London, he telegrammed back to that Arab emirate. He said, Englishmen are like birds. Though housed in gilded cages, they are meant to be free. Ah, glory. Woo! He said, I'll send you the money for my ransom, but I'm a free man. Glory, I'm a free man. Hallelujah. When Rosa heard about it and found out he was gone, she began to languish. She began to lose weight. She began to just die. Oh, and then one day all of a sudden she started eating again. She regained vigor. She regained life. Because what happened was Rosa finally figured it out. Amen. Gilbert didn't leave me because he didn't love me. He left me because he was a man bound to be free. And so she made up a plan. And so she escaped. And she got to the port. She only knew two words in English. She knew two words, London and Gilbert. And so she went to the docks. And she just kept saying, London. 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 London, London, London. Finally, a man understood me. He got her and led her over to where there was a ship. London, London, he said. She got on, paid her money. She got on. Every time they come into a port, she'd say, London. They'd check her head. They'd go to another port. She'd say, London. No. Kept on going. Every port she'd stop at, London. No, finally they got there. She said, London? They said, yeah. Sugar, yeah, this is it. She got off. And when she got off the ship, she started down the streets. Gilbert! 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 Gilbert, she said. Gilbert! No. Gilbert! She went up and down. Gilbert! Gilbert! And finally, then she was known as the Gilbert lady. They say, here comes the Gilbert lady. Gilbert! 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 Bless you, Chris. Gilbert! Gilbert! Finally, one day, she said, Gilbert, a door burst open and a servant come running out. He said, is this? They said, this is Gilbert. They said, yeah, that's her! That's her! Woo! He got her. He said, Gilbert. Gilbert. And he took her in. And there was Gilbert. Gilbert beckoned her love. They got married. She was the mother of Thomas Becket, the great martyr. But oh, hear me, here's my message, and I'm closing. She only knew two words, London and Gilbert. I want to tell you tonight, you don't have to know all the mysteries of the seven stars. You don't have to unlock all the mysteries of the seven golden candlesticks. I've got two words tonight. If you can get a hold of them, it's all you'll need. The first is Jesus, and the second. Jesus, heaven, Jesus, heaven. It's a love like no other. Lift your hands tonight. Jesus, can you say it tonight, Jesus? I said, can you say it tonight, Jesus? Can we say it one more time? Jesus, can we say it tonight? Heaven, heaven, heaven. That's all you need to know. Come by the cross. Come by heaven. Come by Jesus. Glory. It'll change your life. It'll revolutionize your soul. It's a love like no other. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters rescued me, lifted me, now safe am I. Oh God, you're talking about a deal. I said, you talking about a deal. My God, Brother Darryl came to you with a family that didn't know God. And right out of the midst of that, when you got saved, Brother Darryl, you didn't know nothing about the seven mysteries and the seven stars, did you? You know what it was that brought you in? Jesus. A name like the one. Jesus. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright of the morning star, the fairest of 10,000, hope to the hopeless, life to the lifeless, rest to the restless. Come on, salvation to Kah, Shabbahokamasai. Oh my God, can we get it tonight? Jesus. I said, can we get it tonight? Jesus. A love like no other. Lift your hands one more time. And let's praise him in this building. Hallelujah. Let's come around these altars tonight. Amen. Let's just, why don't we just come and stand tonight and just lift our hands to heaven and thank him for the day that he saved you. Let's pledge our hearts and our lives afresh and anew to serve him and to love him and to magnify. Can we do that? Can we pledge ourselves afresh and anew to serve the master who brought us out of the miry clay and set our feet upon a rock to stand?